When Nokar Hussein headed to work on Friday, April 7th, he expected a slow, uneventful day. But as most Sackvillians are painfully aware, it wouldn't turn out that way. April 7th was Good Friday, the day a fire consumed the building that was home to Joey's Pizza and Pasta on York Street. Nokar and his brother's family run Fenner's Place on Bridge Street. As he was on his way to work, he smelled something strange as he passed the Independent, but attributed it to an issue with the power because he noticed an NB Power truck nearby. When he went to get a coffee, Nokar noticed smoke on Bridge Street and went to investigate. His search took him around the back of the Joey's building, where he saw smoke billowing from the restaurant's ventilation chimney and flames appearing near the base of the kitchen exhaust. At the same time, a young man came out of the building. Nokar alerted him and asked if he knew anyone in the building. He did and went back inside to alert his friends while Nokar called 911. Within minutes, the Sackville Fire Department arrived to try to control the fire. That was around 9:30 when Nokar says the fire he observed was well underway.
I call around 9:30, but I think it started around 9 o'clock because when I went there, it was a huge fire actually.
Nokar thinks the fire likely started earlier in the morning because of what he saw from the back of the building. He says he did just what anyone in the same situation would do, but it's hard to deny the fact that he was in the right place at the right time to help alert the building's residents.
I do my job, like everyone who was there except me. He will call 911 and he will see if there anybody live up there. Especially a lot student, they didn't feeling about smoke or they didn't know anything. Like they just come out like a crazy people. Some of them, they still sleep in a sleep step. Some of them, they came outside with underwear, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was flames coming out the vent on the ground floor, and there was still people inside.
Yeah,
upstairs.
They didn't know if there any fire or there anything because it was windy day, and wind would come from this side, and all who's living there, they were not feeling about smoke or about anything. But if you stay at Bridge Street, you will smell smoke. It's hard, actually.
Nokar says he learned at a young age not to ignore the smell of smoke.
Long time ago, I was working at my uncle. He has a chicken farm. And I smell smoke, and I said, oh, it's just a smoke. Maybe it's from chimney or from heat or from something. And I didn't make any decision about maybe it's fire. And after 1 hour, I see all farm, it's under fire, it's burning. So from this time until now, if I smell anything or I thinking about anything, I have to make sure about it.
As a restaurant operator himself and a loyal Joey's customer, Nokar says he is personally mourning the loss of the decades-old restaurant.
Like, for myself, I was Joey's customer before we opened a restaurant until now. Like, every 2-3 weeks, I have an order from Joey's. I have a restaurant, but when we offer, I went to home yearly, I order my food from there, and they know me and where I'm working. For myself, I was very, very sad about Joey's. It's too much for me.
Mm. Why is that? Just as a customer or because you also run a restaurant, so you sort of felt the pain?
Both. Because we don't have any problem with any restaurant in Sackville, actually. Like, we love living with all people. And we, every week or every 10 days, we post up, on Facebook about different restaurants in Sackville and what they make, and you have to try it or something to make people visit this place. Like what you say, I have a restaurant and here is a restaurant, but I'm your daily customer here.
At Ada's?
Yeah. Same Joey's. Like, I'm not daily at Joey's, but it's lovely people, actually. And I know all who's working there. I know it's chef at Joey's, and he's very sad right now.
The chef Nokar refers to is Andres Mendieta, who has been working at Joey's for 4 years. In a post on Facebook, Mendieta lamented that just 1 month away from his 4-year anniversary at Joey's, his beloved kitchen was now in ashes. About 60 firefighters from Sackville, Pointe du Butte, Dorchester, Memram, Cook, and Amherst worked on putting out the fire, and they called in a little extra help from a local Sackville business. Brett Beal of Beal & Inch says he got the call at about 10:15 a.m. that one of his company's excavators would be needed to help with the firefighting effort. Beal says it's not the first time his company has been called in to help fight a building fire in Sackville. Owen Carter operated the 35-ton excavator under radio instructions from the firefighting team, and Beal says the smoke was so bad that at one point the team put an air pack in the operator's cabin just in case. Beal says strong winds were blowing the fire eastward into the neighboring building, filling the downtown with smoke. Beal says he and his team were already ready to go when the fire department called because they had heard of the fire through their own social networks.